Thursday afternoons at 2:30, Maureen Howard hosts Eco Living in Action, a half-hour sustainable living show. Join Maureen as she chats with a different guest each week about their sustainability activities and initiatives. From advice on tiny houses to rooftop gardens to wildlife-friendly farming practices, Maureen's guests are passionate individuals who are making a difference. That's Eco Living in Action, Thursdays at 2:30 and replayed Monday mornings at 8:30. Proudly supported by Taste Nature.
And welcome, kia ora. This is Eco Living in Action, and I'm Maureen Howard. I'm an environmental educator in Dunedin. Now, Happy New Year, because when you hear this, it's January the 3rd, and we'll be well into, well, a little bit into 2019. So I hope it's going well for you so far, and you enjoyed your New Year celebrations. Now, as you know, each episode of Eco Living in Action, I typically interview an inspiring guest about something that they're passionate about. And this week, for a little bit of a change, I am putting myself in the hot seat because I've decided to interview myself and get my good friend Ruth Lawson to help me. So, because, as you can imagine, it's much more fun to do a show with someone else, particularly a good friend, than to be sitting in the studio by yourself doing it. So I like to make my own homemade cleaners and from things like baking soda and vinegar and that sort of thing. And recently I've been running some homemade cleaner workshops in the community that were very well received. So in today's show, I'm going to be asking myself, with Ruth and her good trusty support, to talk about why making our own homemade cleaners is a great idea. And because of it's a bit of a big topic, we're going to focus in on one or two of the less well-known ingredients that we can use, and these are soap nuts and washing soda. So with all ado, we'll get started. So Ruth, I'll introduce you. Thank you very much for coming on.
It's a pleasure, Maureen.
It's great to have you. I just had this thought a couple of days ago that it would be much better if you came on the show too. So, you know, I've actually been making my own cleaners for a long time,
as I know.
And because actually Jeff from the Orson Morning Show asked me, you know, how long I've been using them. I couldn't remember when I hadn't been using them, but I'm sure all of us, we've all done a few things, you know, cleaning our windows with vinegar, for example. Would you agree with that?
I don't know whether I've ever cleaned my windows with vinegar.
Okay.
I've cleaned my windows with The Guardian Weekly.
Oh, yes. Well, just as good. And I'm glad your choice in the newspaper there. Very good to hear. So, there's a lot of reasons why I've chosen to use homemade cleaners and why other people choose to use homemade cleaners and make their own cleaners. And, you know, for some people who did the course, you know, health was a big issue, and because they find that, in particular, the fragrances that come with the synthetic fragrances that come with a lot of homemade cleaners can be difficult to cope with. For me, of course, it's environmental reasons in primary, and packaging is a big one. Like, because you must say, you know, that there's all of this packaging that comes, and we open up the bottle, and you know, and there's a lot of liquid there. Mm-hmm. So if you can make it yourself, you know, then you're avoiding that all that transportation of plastic bottles that then need to be disposed of. So, yeah. But another big reason is palm oil. And I know palm oil is in a huge number of different products, but it is in a lot of our homemade cleaners because it comes under all these names that we won't recognize. Sometimes things like palmate, which we'd recognize, but sodium lauryl sulfate. A lot of these different ingredients are derived originally from palm oil. And I'm sure many of you know this, but palm oil is grown in the tropics, primarily in Malaysia and Indonesia, and it has been implicated in a lot of deforestation there. And so we're losing an amazing amount of biodiversity. Like, I think, you probably know about this, Ruth, because you're a biologist. But you know, our rainforests are one of our oldest ecosystems. Mm.
Isn't the depletion of the orangutan population associated with this?
It is. And so, obviously, cleaners is just one aspect of it. But it's one that we can kind of hone in on, and there are alternatives. And, so that's... And, of course, the other alternative is just to clean less and use less product. There's that opportunity as well, isn't there?
Absolutely. Have different standards.
Well, but actually, Ruth is one of my cleanest friends.
So. don't let that secret out.
Well, it's a good thing, isn't it?
I don't know.
A very good thing. You're not too clean, just very good clean. Okay, so let's move on. I thought we might look at a few of the products because obviously in the workshops that I run, you know, I'm looking at baking soda and vinegar, citric acid, pure soap and how we can make our own soap, but also washing soda and soap nuts. And so I thought I'd like to focus in on these two. And as a little prompt, I brought them. But unfortunately, you listener, you can't actually see my soap nuts. I'm picking up here the washing soda, but I'll shake it. There you are. So, and you can have a look at it too, Ruth, if you like.
Genuine washing soda.
Genuine washing soda. So what
is that the same as sodium bicarbonate?
It's not the same. So sodium bicarbonate is the name that they give to baking soda. And baking soda is in a powdered form. It's actually sodium hydrogen carbonate, baking soda. Yeah. But this is sodium carbonate. And it's very closely related. So you're absolutely right. It's very close to it. The difference is it's crystallized, it's soluble, so it comes in, it looks like little, like on a snowy day, you might go out and find these crystals on the ground, you know, a little bit. But like baking soda, it's alkaline. So it does some of the similar things.
So I've never seen it in the supermarket. Where would you buy it from?
Right. So this is another really great thing that I love about this product. So the washing soda that you'll get in the supermarket, you do get it. I've seen it in, I used to see it in New World, but I've seen it in the various supermarkets. And it's made by Greenwoods, so it's soft and safe by Greenwoods. And it's made in Palmerston. So just up the road.
Oh,
yeah.
Palmerston.
Yeah. Yeah. And
just north of Dunedin.
Yes. And yeah. the guy who owns the company, he did one of the sustainable living courses that I ran. So, yeah.
And presumably our grandparents always used this for washing.
Yes. It's a very old ingredient. Mm-hmm. And in fact, it will be in a lot of the ingredients that you buy. You know, in the terms of the commercial things, they'll have put sodium carbonate or washing soda into them. You know, so what it does is it softens the water, so it'll make your soaping agent, your detergent or your soap more effective. So that's one of the things that it does, and that's actually one of the really important things that it does because it is alkaline. Another thing, so I just want to run through it in good.
So if you're using it, do you need to wear rubber gloves?
Yeah. That's
what you're saying it's alkaline.
Yes. Because it's dry and crystallized, I just use a spoon, you know, to take it out. But however, you're absolutely right because I have my own little recipe that I make with, you know, using some of that and some pure soap, and I make it for making my dishwashing liquid. And once I made it too strong, I put a lot of extra washing soda in it, and my dishwashing gloves got it tacky. They got sticky. You know, so they were starting to...
And you wouldn't want your bare hands in it.
No, it would be
quite painful, would it? Or erode your fingers away or something?
Yes, they would come out very smooth. They might come out very smooth.
Or shorter.
Yeah, but actually, it is actually a really good point that you've made. You do need, even though these homemade cleaners are more benign, they are still chemicals, and you do need to treat them and be respectful. But I'll talk about that later. So the washing soda, so it is very alkaline and it's crystalline. And one of the good things that it can do that you know, baking soda doesn't do so well is that it dissolves. And so you can make up a laundry detergent that can be that dissolved with your soap so that you've kind of got a liquid detergent. or a liquid soap. It has, because it's alkaline, it's got anti-mold properties. And so you can use it in a similar way to vinegar, because vinegar is an excellent anti-mold agent. So, but you can use it, you could dilute it and wipe it, you know, on your surfaces, maybe like on your bathroom ceiling. That seems to be a place where I tend to get mold. With foil, it will clean silver, so it's like baking soda in that fact. And because it's, and it does help actually remove oil, grease, and alcohol stains. So I was
going to ask, what does it do with the oil? Because presumably that's why you're using it, because it has some sort of affinity for oil and grease. Or is it changing the chemical nature of the grease, or is it just absorbing it?
It's actually got surfactant properties.
Okay.
So, you know, it's a surfactant. It breaks down that liquid tension between the water and the oil and allows the oil to be dissolved in the water, and then you can flush it away. So it's, yeah. So it's got a lot of properties, that are quite useful.
Mm. And kills mold.
Okay. And kills mold. I think you're going to go out and buy some after
this
show.
Oh, you might, yes. You might change my mind.
I might. There we are. So...
And when it's flushed down your sink, is it all okay in the sewage works? You know, where, I mean...
Yes, because one of the things that I like to do is I like to imagine that I have a septic tank, and would this be good for my septic tank? And yes, you can. But like all of these things, you can put it down as a drain cleaner.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
It'll remove the grease that sort of accumulates in your drains.
Exactly,
yes.
And with hot water afterwards to help melt it.
Mm.
Yeah, yes, it is fine. But like with all things, if you put a huge amount of it down your drain, that would not be good.
Mm.
But the quantities that you'll be using, a tablespoon, that's going to be fine. So, okay. You mentioned about the gloves. Yes, because it is alkaline, do be careful. And I like to put things and label them and keep them out of reach of children. So washing soda is one of those things that you would do that with.
So when you add it to water, I mean, you say it dissolves really easily.
With hot water. I add it with hot water.
Okay. Does it sort of effervesce and things?
No.
And there's no smell?
Doesn't do anything exciting.
Okay.
It just gently dissolves. No smoke. Okay. So we'll go on now to soap nuts, because I think a lot of people also haven't heard about soap nuts. And again, I've brought some into the studio. Unfortunately, they don't make any noise. I could click them together. Okay, so what are soap nuts? I'm sure you'll be wondering. Had you seen these before, Ruth?
I've seen them at your house.
Right,
And they don't look like they would clean anything. They look really rather ugly.
yes, but we'll not discriminate them against them on that basis. So they are the fruit of a tree that grows in the Himalayas called Sapindus macerosus, and this tree has a reputation of having a fruit that has the most saponin of any plant in the world. Okay, so saponin is basically your surfactant. It's the ability of something to saponify, to make a soap. They're slightly sticky to feel, and they've been dried, and the seed has been taken out of them. So all the ones that come into the country they're like this little dried, sort of little brown.
Oh, when they're alive, they look sort of round and much more
glamorous,
beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. I guess if we'd been dried and had our innards taken out, we might not be so attractive either. So
could we grow them in our gardens in New Zealand?
We could but they do like a lot of rainfall. So
on the west coast.
On the west coast, it is very
new crop,
and they're quite a big tree. And I had a sustainable living in one of my sustainable living classes. I had someone who was in the class, and she was from Malaysia, and she said, "Oh, we had one of those in our gardens, and they used these fruit and dried them and used them for washing." So I thought, that's great.
So if you plant one, it'll be a number of years before you can use them.
Yeah. Okay. And it's a traditional product. And just as in a lot of cultures, we've had, you know, different plants that have had soaping qualities. You know, soap wort is another one. But the thing about this is it's very handy. And what you do is, so you take, the instructions tell you to take about four of them, put them in the little bag that they come with, and put them in your washing machine. But I find that with, because we like to do a lot of cold washes in New Zealand, is to put them in a container, pour some hot water on them, leave it a few minutes, you know, go and get your clothes, put your clothes in the washing machine, and then put that liquid in your washing machine. So, yeah. So, and it does work.
You mean four soap nuts?
Four soap
will
nuts.
Do a load of washing.
Four soap nuts will do four loads of washing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So you can reuse them. So you can use 4 to 6 soap nuts for every wash, but you can reuse them 4 to 6 times. So in a way, it's like one new soap nut for every wash, if you understand what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So the New Zealand Consumer Magazine some years back did a study, and they compared the different cleaners, and they found that the soap nut to be the most cost-effective laundry cleaner. Yeah, if you have very, very greasy clothes, they might not work so well as a strong cleaner. But however, for your typical things, and one nice thing I like about them is that they don't fade your clothes or anything. So, and you don't get any kind of residual buildup, you know, of detergent or anything, you know, that you can get with powdered laundry cleaners and things like that.
So are they still living nuts? I'm just thinking, you know, you do your four loads of washing and then you put them in your compost heap. Do you have soap nut trees growing out of your compost heap eventually?
It's a very good question, Ruth. Right. The answer is no, because the seed has been taken out of them. Do you remember we talked about that?
Well, that's sad.
Sorry, Ruth and I know each other very well. So that's why we can talk to each other in this way. So, but anyway, so I did once find, twice in the times that I've bought them, I've had two that have had, you know, the nuts still in them, the seeds still in them. It's quite a big seed.
Yeah.
So, you know, theoretically you could grow it.
So where, if I was converted to soap nuts, where would I go and get them?
Right. So you can buy them in bulk, and that's how I recommend to buy all of your things, you know, as much as possible to avoid packaging. So, and you can buy them in bulk from Taste Nature, which is on High Street, close to the bottom of High Street. And you can buy them at Bin In as well. And they sell them in bulk as well. And Bin In is on 126 Crawford Street.
And if you wanted to buy them on the internet, have you got a site where you'd go?
I haven't looked into that, yes, but I'm sure yet there is, yeah. Mm. But the good thing about buying them in bulk is, it is around about half the price is buying them in the little bags that they sell them in, and also you're avoiding packaging, so, yeah. Mm. All right, so...
another question, if you wanted to do a really heavy-duty wash, would you mix your soap nuts with your washing soda?
Yes, and actually I was going to talk about this because, and that was one of the reasons I wanted to talk about these two things together, because this is how I use them. So a tablespoon of the washing soda in the hot water along with the four soap nuts, and then sieve the liquid into your washing machine. So yeah, the washing soda will make the soap nuts more effective, and I find that works well. So great. And I think I'd just like to say that knowing how to combine your ingredients is an important part of making your own homemade cleaners. And on the internet, you know, you'll see many recipes of different things that you can get, you know, and or mixing things like, so for example, I'll have vinegar and baking soda in the same recipe and then storing it. But of course, you know, you've got your acid and your alkaline together. They're going to react with each other, and you're going to lose a lot of the effectiveness, particularly of the vinegar, which has got those really good antibacterial properties. So combining well, and then just I'd say a caution, you know, remember that you're dealing with the chemicals, so make sure, and you might want to test it. You know, if you see any of the recipes that you see online, or if you do my classes, I always recommend do a little test on something that's on the corner of something. So for example, vinegar is, you know, vinegar is great at descaling, okay? So it works very well on alkaline materials. And so it's great at getting soap scum off the edge of your bath. But because it's very good at working on alkaline materials, let's say you have a nice marble bench top, it will be quite good at eating into that marble bench top. Okay, so understanding the properties is important, and also just doing a little test and knowing that, and yeah. So like anything, you have to have a little bit of knowledge and do a little test and stuff.
I should say, I have my kettle sitting at home at the moment with white vinegar sitting in it to get the scale out.
So at this moment,
I'm using vinegar.
You are. So there you are. And it's great, yeah. So that's the perfect thing to do it with. Mm. Okay. So, we'll just... right, so one of the things I think is, you know, is that it's been... quite interesting to me. I went to a talk and someone said that even like just making personal actions can often lead to bigger change as well. And I was thinking, oh, how does this relate to homemade cleaners? And one way is it actually makes us more aware of, you know, avoiding chemicals or avoiding, you know, things that perhaps contain palm oil. And that make us think, well, why aren't things labeled more clearly? You know, so palm oil is perhaps one of those things that should be labelled more clearly.
Yeah, the problem is that it's got so many different names, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And so it's quite, presumably, and it's got numbers, presumably, that you have to recognise.
Yeah, I think there's something like a couple of hundred different names. And yeah. So it makes it very
tricky. Each time we cotton onto one, they change it, and so we are left in the dark again, probably.
Could be. We don't like to be cynical, but... I just wanted to say, so if you are interested, we've talked a little bit about where you can get these ingredients. So some of them you can get in the supermarket, such as the washing soda, but you can also get that and your baking soda, your vinegar. You can get all of those in bulk at Taste Nature and at Bin In. So I do wish you a very happy new year, and so I hope that you'll have some chance to make some different recipes, and thank you so much, Ruth, for coming on the show.
It's been a pleasure, Maureen.
Hope it hasn't been too painful.
I've survived.
You've survived. Hope to catch you next week, because Eco Living in Action is now running every week again. I'm really excited about that. So for 2019, you should hear from me every week. If you'd like to listen to the show again, you can download it on Otago Access Radio website at oar.org.nz. And it'll be repeated again on Monday at 8:30 in the morning. If you've enjoyed listening to what was a pretty lighthearted show this week, and you're interested in learning more about making your own eco-friendly cleaners, then please do get in touch with me. I'll be running interactive workshops where they are in demand in Dunedin and elsewhere. Contact me at maureen@treedom.nz. So that's M-A-U-R-E-E-N at Treedom, TREEDOM.NZ, or you can take a look at my website on www.treedom.NZ. As an educator and communicator for eco-friendly living at Treedom NZ, I also run other workshops for workplaces, organizations, and in communities. So for example, office composting, exploring shared values for the common good, and later in the year, tree planting and appreciation. So go to my website at treedomnz, www.treedom.nz, or email me at maureen@treedom.nz.
Thursday afternoons at 2:30, Maureen Howard hosts Eco Living in Action, a half-hour sustainable living show. join Maureen as she chats with a different guest each week about their sustainability activities and initiatives. From advice on tiny houses to rooftop gardens to wildlife-friendly farming practices, Maureen's guests are passionate individuals who are making a difference. That's Eco Living in Action, Thursdays at 2:30 and replayed Monday mornings at 8:30. Proudly supported by Taste Nature. Thank you.